This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Memorial Day. We are here. Glad you are, too. What's on your mind?
This weather. 1-800.
What's that?
This weather's on my mind.
Well, you know, 6 weeks ago we're shoveling snow, and now
I know.
Well, it's not supposed to be as toasty out in the west here. Maybe y'all off to the east are supposed to be still toasty, but we had enough of that. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's the Kevin and Todd Show as Scott goes shopping today.
The inmates are running the asylum. Oh, my. Run away. Oh, man. Memorial Day. Remember the reasons for Memorial Day. And I know Bismarck, they've got the veterans ceremony at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery at noon today. I saw a thing where, and that's down 1806, right? That's about 6 miles south of Mandan.
Yeah, about 6.5 miles south of Mandan. You do want to be around the corner heading south of Mandan by 11. If you're not there by 11, you do run into the risk of running into the motorcycle procession, which is considerable, which is amazing. And if you want to be part of that, be at the shop on Airport Road by about 10:45, and they'll start getting things all ready to go there.
Nice. Yeah, I was just reading about that. Get there early because this motorcycle procession is pretty impressive.
Oh, it is. It's just That's absolutely awesome. Amazing. But for folks who think, well, you know, I can head over about 20 after 11, 11:30, I'll be fine. Well, you will be waiting for the motorcycles. If you're okay with that, then fine. But just, you know, heads up.
Right. Exactly.
It's well worth watching it, though. It's just amazing.
I love watching a bike run go by. I'll always stop, and no matter where it is, you know, people get upset and everything. Just stop and enjoy the procession and realize that.
What kind of bike was that you were just imitating?
Hundreds of them.
That was not like a Harley I was hearing there.
They block traffic, and they make me, I have to sit and wait for them. It's not a funeral.
I'm like, listen, bike run you see is for a good cause. It's for something.
If you think about it, a funeral. Thousands of funeral. Come on.
Yeah, so just enjoy the ride, enjoy the rumble, watch them ride by. You know, be respectful, and no matter what bike run you run into, and,
what could you be in a hurry for today?
Yeah.
Other than if it's a medical emergency, I'm sure they would break for just a moment, but
exactly.
Come on, folks, chillax.
I thought if you saw earlier, the president did a good job on Twitter. He made a Memorial Day statement, which I thought was very nice. It was quick. He talked about, in fact, here I'll run it for you. But I thought it was just really nice and quick. He didn't it didn't seem to go on. It was a quick story that he told, and I thought it was very well said. Here I'll just play it. It's only like 50 seconds, so this is what he said this morning.
We're not hearing anything. Kevin may be playing something on his end, folks, but...
Oh, it's not coming through? Why isn't that coming through? It should be.
Yeah, I
got it. All right, well, I apologize. I'll figure that out.
I realize the president has critics, and that's how they would like to hear him, but... You know, it's Memorial Day. Let's not politicize Memorial Day any more than we have to. This isn't about the president.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know why.
See if I can hear it, or hear if I can hear it.
It wasn't, yeah. Hear if you can hear it. Yeah. I don't think you can't.
Know, it's one of those, it's one of those things we all say all our lives and then yeah. realize, hey, wait a minute. See if I can hear it. What?
I love that you're a grammar geek like me too. I love that. Thanks for calling me on that. Thanks for catching.
Sure. Oh, I do plenty of my own. Trust me.
We'll get that message for you a little later. I don't know why that's not playing for me, but it doesn't seem to want to. Speaking of the president, a couple of things going on today. The North Korean summit looks like it's back on. They're trying to figure everything out. The team Trump is in North Korea. He talked about that. I believe he tweeted about that yesterday. The day
it
before.
Sure didn't take his critics long to, you know, when it was called off to say, guess he's not going to get that Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. You spoke too soon.
You know what I love this whole thing? As I watch this, if you've read The Art of the Deal, the whole thing, I mean, since back before, you know, you've got a client or you've got a, you know, a potential client that's maybe a little adversarial or whatever, how to handle an adversarial client and, you know, all of it through when he decided we're not coming. I'm going to withdraw from the deal. That was textbook Art of the Deal. So he's combining a little kill him with kindness and the art of the deal. And that's got the deal done. And anyone as I watched that, I was like, now watch, he'll get up and walk away. Because he said, and in the book, he talks about when you get up, you can't just get up from the table and like kind of go towards the door. You have to leave. I'm leaving the building. And he left.
Exactly.
And they came back and said, okay. All right, sorry. And you could just see Kim Jong, maybe one of his generals, walking up and tossing that book onto his desk. Have you read this? Because this is what's happening.
Do they allow those in North Korea?
Yeah, probably
they might
not.
Now, I guess.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, I can't have
gotten
that.
A little bit more permissive.
But so, nonetheless, it looks like the team is getting things together. Have you seen, is June 12th going to, I was on the lake yesterday, I didn't pay much attention, but are they still shooting?
I was
the
on
June
the lake,
date?
Pardon me.
Friends with boats. Yeah. But I haven't seen if they're going to keep to the June 12th, I think they're going to try and keep to the June 12th date.
That's the last thing I saw is that they were, so.
My thing is if you.
Still enough lead time you could pull that off.
Yeah. If you're the president and you're Kim Jong-un, you can probably make things happen. You own a plane. You have a plane at your disposal. Just jump right over to Singapore, have a little meeting. It'll be good. Head on back. Everybody
be
happy.
It's over 2 weeks away. I mean,
yeah. So
why in the world can we not pull that off?
But think about what does it take logistically to move the president, and especially for something like this. Can you imagine the security around this deal?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, from both sides, and you're in Singapore, you know, which is not exactly the beacon of secure countries. But, yeah, so, you can just imagine the logistics and the thousands of people that are there in advance of this thing. Just shoring everything up. But looks like it's going to happen. So that is good. Memorial Day, as we mentioned, festivities all around today. I know in Fargo-Moorhead, the ones underway, they've got a 9:30 start on the Main Avenue Bridge between Fargo and Moorhead that the Vietnam vets are doing. And then pretty much every hour all the way until 1 o'clock in the Fargo-Moorhead area. West Fargo, Harwood's got it going on. All over the state. And it's like Scott said earlier. If you've never been to a Memorial Day service, to a one of these, just pick one. Doesn't matter which one. Just pick one and go. Because you will, first of all, you won't be sorry. You'll really get a lesson and learn what Memorial Day is really all about. And it's just a feel-good thing. And, it makes you, when you go back to the deck or the lake or the grill or wherever you're going after that, it'll make that just a little better.
Yeah.
Make that just a little, make you realize how it's a little more important our freedom is. You think about that,
and you realize it's not National Barbecue Day.
No, no, it's not. But you know
it's Memorial Day.
I was watching a young vet who was a wounded vet, but he was talking about Memorial Day, and he said if you'd ask 10 out of 10 guys I served with, they would tell you celebrate, yes, have fun, but remember why you get to do this. Remember why are we free to really come and go and do what we want as long as we're not hurting anybody else, not breaking any laws, because of our men and women in military, in uniform. that have, and those that have made the ultimate sacrifice to, you know, to get us where we are. That's what it's about. But it's okay to celebrate, but that's what you're celebrating. You know, not a Monday off, although Monday off's a nice bonus. But that's what the thing is. Well, when we come back, Scott, yeah, I know, but that's okay. Scott got a letter that he forwarded me. He said another story from Monday Blow, and it's really, he said it's just really, it's perfect Memorial Day story, and I want to share with you coming up. It's a young lady, and then I've got to share, I want to share a story with my, about my uncle from Eccleston, North Dakota. My great grandfather was born and raised in Eccleston, North Dakota, and we have a lot of ties in Eccleston. My uncle John paid the ultimate price in World War II. And it was funny, he was, he ended up, they came down, my grandfather migrated to Canada from Eccleston. And then my uncle, my dad, and my other uncle got in the U.S. military so they could come back to the U.S. and become U.S. citizens. Pretty way, a long way around to get U.S. citizenship. But I'm going to tell you that story coming up. It's the Scott Hannon Show, but Kevin Flynn and Todd Mitchell filling in. This is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How we're playing Africa on Memorial Day? Really? I mean, I do feel, you know, I do feel like they could use all the help they can get. There's no question. And we live in a very fortunate, blessed country. That said, there's an irony to picking Africa.
I love how you brought that around. I love how you brought that back around. Very well done. Yeah.
See, we can tie everything together. Absolutely. 20 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550, or if you want to hide behind your smartphone, I'm just kidding about that. You can text me at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, brought to you by the University of Mary. What about it? I don't have anything to say about the University of Mary that you guys want me to say.
Mary, there is so much going on at the University of Mary.
Hey, you know, if you've never been to the Lumen Vitae Center and the, I guess I forget the name of the whole food setup. You think college cafeteria, but then you walk in and you realize, holy cow, I mean, this is really like good food. My wife and I ate down there the other day, and it's amazing.
Think about this. They're going to employ the first ever wait list for freshman applicants coming up in June because for the first time in the school's history, the University of Mary will employ a waiting list for those interested in enrolling in this fall.
And what was it, back in January, they said, well, we could have a wait list, but we don't think we'll have a wait list.
And 20% now, like, more this year. 20%. Record shattering. That's awesome. So... And that just goes to show the great education and the affordable education you're going to get at University of Mary.
Plus, it's just such a beautiful setup on the hill there. It's just amazing.
It is. You know, I've never been to the campus, but I see it when we drive through there. Like, that would be just a picturesque place to get education.
I went to a couple of different, like, inner-city setups at Pacific Lutheran and then the Ohio State University. I tell you what, I would much rather have been on a nice... quiet, isolated, everything right on campus. I don't need to go wandering around set up like UMary has.
Well, and if you look at their motto, true to their motto, the light of life, the University of Mary offers education for the whole of life through cutting-edge professional programs grounded in solid liberal arts traditions. Go to umary.edu for more. umary.edu. You got to get on the wait list. You want to get in there now. And boy, engineering, want to talk about the engineering school there? One of the things phenomenal.
Oh, no doubt.
U of Mary, proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennon with the day off, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Memorial Day 2018. Thank you for hanging out with us. And if I'm looking at the radar, pretty much across the region, across the state, pretty good. There's some hit and miss spots. There was some weather that moved through. Right around the North-South Dakota border, went through Fergus Falls, Minnesota, kind of off to the east. That's moving out. So, for the most part, looks like a pretty decent day.
Yeah. Could be a little iffy out to the west later on, but long after all of our Memorial Day commemoration.
Boy, not a Memorial Day goes by, and I was telling you before the break, my family, my great-grandfather Charles, was settled in Eccleston, North Dakota. And he had one of his sons, John, my grandfather, migrated to Canada for a teaching job, okay, and ended up in Moose Jaw and Saskatoon, and started the family farm my grandfather did in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Well, they had, my grandma and grandpa had 9 kids, 6 boys, 3 girls, and a number of my uncle Charlie, my uncle Ed, my dad. All joined the U.S. military at different times to gain U.S. citizenship, which was, you know, a great thing. And it was weird because my grandfather already had that when he moved to Canada, and all my, you know, my uncles and my father and my aunts were all born in Canada, still have tons of relatives in Saskatchewan. And, but for some reason, a few of my uncles wanted to get back down and be U.S. citizens. So the oldest was my Uncle John. He was John Francis Flynn, Jr. He was the oldest of the boys. He was the oldest of all the kids. And he joined them in World War II, and his very first deal was Guadalcanal. And he was only in the Army for, you know, a few short months before he was shipped off to the Solomon Islands in Guadalcanal. It's been 75 years since that battle. More than 29,000 soldiers fought along that shoreline, the hills, the malaria-ridden jungle, where that island lays right below the equator. If you've ever, we've done some just because of Uncle John dying there. But the two Army divisions that fought there, the American Division and 25th Infantry Division, suffered 550 killed, 1,289 wounded during the campaign. It lasted from August of 42 to February of 43. Rest in peace, Uncle John. So that's our family. We'd like to hear yours. If you've got a story you want to pay a little tribute and memorialize them on Memorial Day, we'd love to hear from you. Real simple. Just call the number 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. That's how that goes. So Todd, how about you? Do you anybody? I mean, close in your family that I know? I'm sure I know you've got military service in your family, but anybody that that never came home?
Not that, certainly not close to the family. Not that I'm aware of. We're fortunate enough that those who went, and there weren't a lot of them. Mainly because, for one thing, I come from a long, long line of alcoholics who never could get their act together to serve their country.
It is what it is, folks.
Yeah, it is. At least I broke the cycle back my freshman year in Wisconsin. Said no, I can't keep doing this. Send me where drinking age is 18. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it. Don't. When in doubt, go to Stout. And that's what I did.
So funny. You mentioned that growing up in the cities, the drinking age in Wisconsin was 18.
Right.
And Hudson was just right there.
Uh-huh.
And we were where
everybody went. And if you wanted to go a little further, maybe River Falls, but, was about it.
And we were, it was 21 in Minnesota. And then they dropped it to 18, and then they bumped it back up to 19 because they realized, we can't have 18. 18's too young. So they went back, and I was right about when I was turning 18. So then I went to 19, and then they used to have police on the bridge coming back from Hudson, Wisconsin on Friday and Saturday nights. So I think at least half a dozen times I slept in my Opel Manta at the
wow, there's a car you don't see anymore.
And at Hudson's. Yeah, I forget the name of the bar, but it's still there.
Manta.
Oh, yeah. Opal Manta. Yep, crashed in the Manta on the Hudson side of the river. As we get in with Derek, come back. There you go.
I have not seen one of those in 30 years.
That's like going into Wisconsin. We go in, we get out.
Yeah, that was the plus of going to school in Wisconsin is you didn't have to worry about getting home. You're already home.
Yeah, in doubt, go to Stout.
Exactly. That was the phrase I told my mom just a few months ago. In fact, I said, you should have been more worried about whether I'd ever graduate than whether I'd have a good time. Yeah. Well, I wanted to make sure you had a good time. Well, mom of the year. There you go.
Is that in Menominee or is that in Stout?
Menominee.
That's in Stout. It's in Menominee. Okay.
It's in Menominee.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Grant from Enderlin's been holding on a long time. When we come back, Grant, I swear we're not going to just do 18-year-old drinking stories, but I serve my country by not serving my country is my point.
There you go. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, in for Scott Henn, and more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashup.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
What's on your mind? Scott heading out for Memorial Day. He's not actually, he's actually taking part. We're going to check in with Scott in just a bit. He's at Fort Snelling National Cemetery where my father is buried.
Where my uncle is buried.
Memorial Day. Call. Your uncle's there too as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jerry Reese.
When you roll into Fort Snelling on a day like this with the flags flying, it takes you back just a bit. Hey, we got a call. So what's on your mind? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hennin today on Memorial Day. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us. We do appreciate your time today. I hope you're having a great day and a good Memorial Day. And who's on the line, Todd? Who do we got?
Oh, we got Grant from Enderland.
Grant! How are you, buddy? Grant, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Well, I live in Enderland. Actually, my camper out at Dead Colt Creek Campground. This is my beautiful place, full of campers, lots of kids, people having a good time out here.
Nice.
The real reason I'm calling is in regard to the Battle of Act Two. It is one of the tragic realities of that battle that an American submarine was sunk there. The submarine is called the Grunion, sunk with loss of all hands. And the only reason I know that is several years ago, as a pastor up at Newtown, and I did a burial service for a man. When I did that burial service, we also simultaneously did a memorial service for his brother who went down with that submarine that was lost at sea.
Okay. Now, what he's talking about is earlier we were talking about this, they call it the Battle of Alaska, the Aleutian Islands campaign, which was the island of Attu, and Kiska was the other island they were fighting on. But and you knew somebody that was connected to that.
Yeah, I didn't know them. I just did the memorial burial service and memorial service.
Oh, okay.
But the Grunion went down, and I don't know which one of the islands it was close to. But anyway, the Japanese sunk it, and it was loss of all hands. So it's just one of the tragic things that happens when we get into war.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, thank you for the call. That's an interesting take on that. You have a good day, sir. The battle for Alaska, and it was funny because I'm reading a little more on this. The United States Naval Intelligence had broken the Japanese naval codes, and Chester Nimitz, who was an admiral, had learned by May 21st of Yamamoto's plans, including the Aleutian diversion, they called it, the strength of both Yamamoto and the other fleets. And what they planned, they were thinking they could come onto the Aleutian Islands and work their way down through Alaska and invade that way, but no, we turned him back there. Said, not happening. It's a great story. It's ended, like I said, I got an email to me from a guy whose father died there and did a little more Googling. Wikipedia has the great rundown on it. If you, Aleutian Islands Campaign is where you go there. Is Scott on? Scott is at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Scotty, good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. I'm speaking softly because I'm still at the cemetery walking towards the ceremony they're going to do in about 10 minutes, which this place is, you know, like a mini Arlington National Cemetery. It's really
keep your eye peeled for Jerry Riesland. That's my uncle and great man.
Had I known, I would have tracked him down. I've been checking through the cemetery today. I have three different uncles that are buried here and their wives, aunts of mine. And so I did a little locator and traipsed around the cemetery, and there's a ton of people out here, which to me is fabulous, right? You know, I just love seeing
That's
that.
Great, yep.
It really is. A lot of people. And there also is an effort every year where they get a bunch of volunteers the week before Memorial Day to put a flag on every gravestone.
Oh, it's so, we flew out of the Twin Cities one time on a Memorial weekend and looked over when we were going out to the north, and you could see the flags just everywhere around Fort Snelling. My father's there, too, as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Korean War vet.
Yeah, that's neat. They really do a nice job, and I'm glad to see so many people here. In the respects, I saw a couple of vets look like probably Iraq War vets, you know, that age.
Mm-hmm.
And they had perched a chair down, each of them, a lawn chair, and were having a little conversation with one of their fallen comrades.
Oh, man.
Earlier, which was amazing and pretty neat. Everybody sort of, you know, takes their own way to pay the respects, but it's really neat to see. It sure is.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what brought you to the, are you down there for just for that? Are you down there with the kids, or what brought you to the cities?
Just a little family getaway. Haley,
getaway?
Our youngest.
Good for you.
Haley
well,
is got the big 15th birthday coming up, and she, as Todd knows, loves to shop. So yesterday I did the gauntlet at Mall of America.
You survived. Yes. And still probably didn't take her to Dick's Last Resort for lunch, which is probably a smart, good parenting thing, but shows you what kind of upbringing I had, but, you know.
We thought about it, but we ended up just doing the food court so we could get everybody to agree, you know, on what's
there. You go.
Thankfully, we're out of shopping. We're going to do Lala's Ice Cream today, which is down by Lake Calhoun. It actually is owned by a woman from Fertile, Minnesota. They started Lala's up there and then came down here to the city. A neat little ice cream shop. It's kind of fun. Old-fashioned kind of ice cream parlor. And then hit Lake Calhoun, which I haven't done in 100 years. So that should be fun.
Well, I think it says a lot about you, my friend, that you are at Fort Snelling right now on your family getaway, that you're out there doing what you're doing.
Oh, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I encourage everybody to find some heroes and say thank you. I don't have any family members that we're lost serving, but the least we can do is find those that have served and say thanks on Memorial Day for sure.
Yep, exactly. All right, buddy. Well, enjoy the service, enjoy the time with family, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Scott Hennon at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery for their festivities that get going in about 15 minutes or so at 10 o'clock. The ones around the state, we did mention the one in Bismarck at the National North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, the noon today, but the thing is you got to be going here probably, what, Todd, within an hour?
You want to be south of Mandan by 11. The bikes, by the way, are going to be taking Maine. I had a few textures wondering. I have to admit I had to double-check on it as opposed to taking Expressway from the shop. They're meeting at the shop on Airport Road. They'll take Maine, go over the Memorial Bridge and wind their way that way. But by the time 11 o'clock hits, they'll be starting to reach, the procession will reach Mandan and turning onto 1806. So you probably want to be there by 11. Otherwise, enjoy the bike show and then be able to head down.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to let once the bikes start rolling, you're watching the show until you can get in behind them.
It's a great show. I mean, it really is kind of part of the whole experience anyway, so you probably really ought to watch that. But
And that's Bismarck. If you're around Fargo-Moorhead, and I haven't seen much from out west. I'm sure there's some. There's in every city in the state. It's going on in all the states around us too. Montana, South Dakota, whatever. I'm Minnesota. I know they're
Wing is having a deal at 11 o'clock. This just hit me, and I for the life of me cannot remember his name. But check this story out. He rode a bicycle from the state of Washington to the state of Maine, and then came back and settled in North Dakota.
Wow,
that's love, huh?
Yeah, crazy. But the other, just going to hit real quick, Fargo-Moorhead, 10:30, the 9:30 bridge ceremony is underway right now. 10:30 Riverside Cemetery, 12 noon Sunset Memorial Gardens, and then 1 o'clock at Lindenwood. If you're out towards Sabin, they've got the deal underway right now, and then they go to Evergreen South in Moorhead, Prairie Home over by Concordia. At 10:15, St. Joe's North Moorhead. I mean, literally any cemetery, pretty much, especially a military cemetery, you're going to see a festivity or you're going to see a ceremony, not a festivity, a ceremony. And then the one at 11 o'clock at the National Guard Armory in Fargo, the public is invited to. But again, like Scott said, you know, if you haven't been to one, go to one. Go to a campaign. I wish I had said I've been to more. The last time I was at one was in the Twin Cities, and it was an amazing thing that we watched, and it was a Memorial Day deal. And it looked like where I lived, the Frazee, the city park, and the cemetery are just covered with flags this weekend. I just love seeing that. And, of course, being on the flag and, you know, working with the flag family, kind of a fun deal on that side of things, too. So if that's going on. Scott sent me an email, and I wanted to pass it. He said, this is something you got to read for today because he wasn't going to be here. But this is really worthy. It's from a gal named Linda. Linda says, I listen to you Monday through Friday while I'm at work. Loves the show What's on Your Mind. I couldn't take the time to call you this morning regarding veterans and our families, but I wanted to send a note. My father was in the Army in the late 40s. He was discharged and undiagnosed mental reasons, which turned out to be MS, multiple sclerosis. His cousin was killed in Vietnam the day before he was to come home. I married a military man. His great-grandfather served during the Civil War. His uncle was a World War II fighter pilot in the Army Corps, the Army Air Corps, shot down but ejected and survived. He passed away at 93 years of age and will be buried in the family cemetery this coming Memorial Day today. My husband admired his uncle and enlisted in the Air Force at 17 years old. His father's parting words were, "You'll never make it." To prove him wrong, he retired after 20 years. How about that?
Nice.
Dad says, "You'll never make it." He says, "I retired after 20, Dad." So he bought a 40-acre farm in northern Minnesota, became a hobby farmer. Amongst his many other hats he wore, my husband had three children with his first wife and his oldest son enlisted in the Army. Served 2 years. His daughter, next in the family, served 6 years in the Army and only left after she outranked her military husband. Love that. His youngest son enlisted in the Navy, retired after 20 years. He returned to northern Minnesota, followed in his father's footsteps, bought a 40-acre hobby farm, raising horses and cattle and stuff. Be retiring for a second time next year after another 20-year stint. So thank you for having a down-to-earth, practical, logical platform on your show, and thank you for spotlighting this. Linda Phillips. There you go, Linda. Wow. Talk about
nice.
A military family and the kids in that family really paying attention, you know, to what was going on there. Awesome. Someone's ringing here. Hang on. I don't think that's anybody.
Did you just put us on hold because your phone's ringing?
No. No, I'm trying to get it to shut up.
Okay, I'll give you a real quick. Here's a real quick sad story, but it's a good story.
Okay.
We're in Wishing doing the show on K-Fire, afternoon show. Korean War veteran, and I thanked him for his service at the end of the interview. He went into tears, and it turns out I'm only the second guy since Korea to thank him for his service. The first one, an 8-year-old kid on his way back through San Francisco. What's wrong with this picture? I'm the second guy since Korea?
Wow. Thank a veteran, active or retired. Do it now.
Amen.
Do it today.
Amen.
What's on your mind? More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it. And a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. And Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devils Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott Henin. Scott's on a little family break this weekend and decided to take time to head over to Fort Snelling National Cemetery and take in the ceremony that's going on there. It's getting started here in about 10 minutes, so that was pretty cool for him to check in on a vacation day. We had a few callers that have been waiting quite a while. Our friend in Napoleon, North Dakota. Hey, good morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Happy
no problem.
Memorial Day.
Yep.
I just want to give a shout-out to my late uncle who served in the Korean War. May he rest in peace, and thanks to all the veterans who did our country a great service. May God bless
Amen.
Them and their families today.
Okay, what was his name? What was your great uncle's name?
Pete Schmidt.
Pete Schmidt. All right, Pete.
From Edgley, North Dakota.
Perfect. All right.
Okay. Okay, kind of on a serious note, I don't know if you guys can help me, and I've heard this both ways. Does a United States citizen need a passport to go visit the International Peace Gardens? I've heard it both ways, that you do, and then I've heard that you don't.
Not so the I don't Peace know if Gardens. I can't imagine the Peace Gardens, because they're in the United States, are they not? They're in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've been told both ways, and, you know, I'm supposed to be going up there in a few weeks, and I was just wondering if I need one or not.
You know, anybody just, out there for sure? Yeah, I would put a quick call up to them, too. Call the Peace Gardens and see what they say, but I can't imagine you need
it. Yeah, I mean, my knowledge, no, you don't. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be smart to just confirm that with them directly, just because that whole thing is kind of a moving target. So,
is there a number on their website, I suppose, the guy could get a hold of them? Or don't you know, you guys?
Like there is, but we can come up with it, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
You bet.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's if you go to peacegarden.com, it's right there, peacegarden.com, and
well,
there's there's a contact deal.
701-263-4460.
There you go, just like that. Gary's in Sturgis, South Dakota. Gary, what's on your mind? Of course, Sturgis, home of the rallying races every year out in Sturgis.
Well, it's not going on right now, but I did see some Harleys go by here about a half hour ago, but... also, like I said, Friday morning, we're privileged to have a federal national cemetery just a mile or two east of town, or south of town here, towards Rapid City, Black Hills National Cemetery.
Yep, it's right on, I think it's right on I-90, isn't it? Right on
I-90, exit 34.
You bet. We see that all the time. We see that. That's a beautiful setting for that cemetery. We see it all the time. We're out there for the rally.
Interior Cabinet Secretary Ryan Zinke will be there this morning, and the BLM is transferring needed acreage to the Black Hills National Cemetery. So a lot of you folks in North Dakota didn't know that, but, you know, the Trumpster administration's doing that. The members of the Senate and the Congresswoman Kristi Noem has gotten that taken care of. The president did sign the legislation to transfer that. There was about 200 acres that would be transferred.
I would bet he probably did. All right, Gary. Well, good. Good to know. And then that's going on. Zinke's out there today, you said, huh?
Well, that's right, this morning.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Have a great Memorial Day.
Thank
all right,
you.
It's Gary and Sturgis. You bet. Let's go to Steve in Bismarck. Steve's holding on What's on Your Mind. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I like to thank all the veterans that fought for the Constitution. And I just want to hats off to the on the soldiers in Fort Hood that died. I feel for their families, and I just want to say to prevent this from happening, I'll be careful that you don't have people who believe in Muhammad, the perfect prophet that killed 6,000 people.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're saying when you come comes to Fort Hood, especially with what happened down there. All right, buddy. Well, point taken.
So if we can pray for those people, that'd be great.
You bet. Absolutely. Always. Thank you, sir. That's Stephen Bismarck. And let's go to Christine in South Dakota. Christine, where in South Dakota are you, my dear?
Morning, Todd Mitchell. Christine Bestgen. How are you?
Hey, Christine.
How are you?
I'm well. I am a Gold Star mother from South Dakota, and my son is buried at the Black Hills National Cemetery. And today I just pulled into little small town Oneida, South Dakota, and I get to speak today as a keynote speaker. And so I get to miss Kristi Noem and John Thune, but Kristi and I texted each other, so I got out of being in Sturgis today. I just wanted to do a shout-out to all of our Gold Star families. I know that there's hundreds of us and thousands of us across this country, and today is the day for us to all stand proud and remember why our sons and daughters stood up to serve and the sacrifice that they made on behalf of this great nation. And I wish everyone a reverent and honorable day today, and never forget all those who have served and all those who have not come home, and our POW/MIA families. You are not forgotten either. And thank you for giving me the chance to speak today, Todd.
Happy to. Thanks for the call, Christine. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Bye now.
Wow, Christine, thank you. That just gave me a moment. No doubt. That kind of hits it right there, doesn't it, my friend?
It sure does.
Yes, it does. All right, it's What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, we got an hour left. We want your calls. Give us a call with any stories or thoughts you've got on family members. We'd love to hear them. We'd be right back.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.